Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Here, Vincenzo, founder and CEO of eComsy, and we are live from Prague here at the European Seller Conference with Akash, our DSP lead. So today's been a very engaging day. We've been having so many insightful conversations with Amazon sellers, people flying from all across the globe. Like, it's actually, you know, one of my preferred events when it comes to Amazon in Europe, because one of actually the few events that you see people traveling from the US, from different countries in Asia. So it's really very diverse when it comes to the community. So we've been having a blast. So I don't know, Akash, how are you feeling so far with
it? Yeah, it feels great. I'm super excited to be a part of this grand event, get updates on the latest industry standards, meet sellers all across the globe, industry experts, and definitely get myself and the team updated on the latest e-commerce strategies and how things are moving in. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I feel the same. I think the conversation today is about how do we make sure we survive 2025. It's a year that's going to be full of a lot of challenges. So especially, you know, sellers selling in the United States with everything going on with the tariffs and all of that. Yeah. So it's going to be very, you know, complex situation to navigate. But as anything, usually, you know, complications and challenges are opportunities to overcome your competition and to succeed. So that's why events like this can really make a difference. Connect with other people, get new insights, and make sure you can potentially leverage those. So, Akash, I guess out of curiosity, like, what has been some of the conversations we're having with people? Like, maybe let's choose a topic very quickly, like in the DSP side of things. Like, do you see people asking you more about DSP, like an option? What is the topic? Yeah.
The most important thing that I feel that I'm hearing the most is, when is the right time to start DSP? But the thing is that there is no specific time, to be honest. It's just the correct timing that you want to tap into the audiences that you have never worked with. That means you get an opportunity to work on an offsite Amazon. That is where you bring in the external traffic to your homepage and get those audiences purchase from you. This is something that when you're done with all the traditional ads, when you're running sponsored displays, sponsored brands, sponsored products, and that is the correct time that you move to the next step. And now with DSP, again, the interesting part is, again, Amazon Marketing Cloud, which is the future wherein you can tap into extreme level of deep insights, audiences, performance, and that is the greatest opportunity I feel in the near future in the e-commerce advertising. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, so I feel the reason why DSP has been such an interesting conversation is because, let's be honest, traditional sponsor ads is getting more and more competitive. There's a lot of saturation. There's cost per click on some of the categories, make it pretty much impossible to be able to compete. And DSP is finally giving that option for people to differentiate and also be able to tap with customers that you've never been able to do before with traditional ads. Like, DSP allows you to tap into specific placements, specific audiences that can really allow you to maximize the whole funnel experience that customer gets, all the way from consideration, bottom to making a purchase specifically in your brand. So that's why it's something that people is being very interested about, because at the end of the day, you know, we as Amazon sellers always try to figure out ways to maximize our budget, and DSP is definitely giving that opportunity. Now, sure. Beyond DSP, like, I think another conversation that has been very interesting is also how to leverage external traffic. Like, what is your take on that? Yeah,
definitely. That is something that everyone should tap into nowadays, because you can't be restricted to only customers who are looking for your product. Rather, you have to go to the next level where you are bringing in those external traffic to Amazon. Nowadays, a lot of people are doing influencer marketing. They are running external traffic ads, and they are trying to bring those attribution link to Amazon. But I feel that this is going to be super helpful when you're trying to grow, when you're trying to scale. And this is how you should look forward when it comes to the brand growth.
Yeah. So now going very quickly back to the event, and so we start, you know, having some insights as well of why you guys should come to events like this. I feel the beauty of coming to the European Startup Conference is also the opportunity to understand what opportunities are beyond your home countries when it comes to where you're selling right now. We have a lot of conversations lately about how they're only selling maybe in Amazon USA or Amazon Spain or Amazon Italy, Amazon UK. And now when people come here and start learning from other sellers that are having success outside of those countries that they're currently selling, that's opened up their mindset in terms of, oh, actually, I should start thinking about going internationally.
Correct.
Which is also a topic I see a lot of people being bringing to the table now. Like, I feel the days of only relying on a home country are getting tougher and tougher because of the competition, because of saturation. So I'm a huge believer when it comes to international expansion. I think that's usually the easiest way to scale your revenue and diversify. Like, what's your take on that as well?
Definitely. It's a great opportunity for me to go ahead and represent Ecomsy and tap into the kind of sellers that are coming across the globe, exchanging ideas. And definitely we are going to take this back home where we apply these strategies on our day-to-day work, so that we can also serve our clients the best that we can offer when it comes to the industry standards and the latest updates. And Amazon, on the whole, every time there are new features coming in, it's really tough to go ahead and tap into everything. But with working with an agency like Ecomsy, we always stay updated to help our sellers follow the latest trend and make maximum utilization of the same.
Yeah, so you mentioned something there, which is the latest trends, which is why I think coming to conference like this is always been key for us at Ecomsy. Like, for us, innovation is the most important thing, because that is what is going to allow us to make sure our clients are on top of their game and getting the results that they desire and they also deserve from being our clients. So that's why we're always engaging, having booths like this, having close conversation with sellers, because another day, if you don't have this conversation face to face with your potential clients, it's going to be very tough for you to reverse engineer, as Akash said, back home or systems or processes to make sure that we can make sure that we can give them the results that they want, but also making sure that they're actually maximizing the opportunity of scaling their business on Amazon. So Akash, to start concluding, like, what is maybe another take you want to share about this event? Is there something else you want to say in terms of what you're seeing with the conversations you're having? Yeah.
So I see that a lot of new ideas coming into the event, wherein you get those ideas when you meet this kind of global audiences, right? That is somewhere where we learn and tend to take back this valuable learnings and implement when it comes to serving our clients. That is super important. And I definitely feel that this is something that is very much needed in the world of e-commerce. And when it's a competitive landscape like this, it definitely helps us boost in terms of how we look into our brand's growth.
Yeah. So to conclude, guys, thank you so much, first of all, for joining us and watching this video. So I just want to invite everybody to reach out to us, either our email business@ecomsy.com or our website ecomsy.com. We're more than happy to give you a free audit and consultation to figure out what are the areas that potentially you're lacking, and we can come as your partners to maximize your growth on Amazon. But not only Amazon, actually also Walmart and TikTok. So we are a one-stop solution. The only thing you have to bring is, of course, a nice product, a nice brand, and then we make sure that the rest is essentially history, right? Making sure that you can have success into these two platforms. So, Akash, anything else you want to say?
Definitely. One last point that I would like to add to Vincenzo, what he said, we are also unlocking AMC now for our clients. So that is a space to watch out for, not only with DSP, with Sponsored as well. Now unlocking AMC is a new feature, and we think that our clients are definitely going to be benefited out of this. Thank you so much, Vincenzo. And please do follow us at Ecomsy. Give us all your support, love, and we would love to help you.
Thank you. Thank you, Akash.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Ecomsy.